brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community radio for the North State. 7:06 in the morning on January the 7th. Good morning. It's a Monday starting off. I hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be a real eventful week this week. We got a lot of people on talking about what's going on around here, talking about Obamacare, talking about health care, and here in the North State, talking about the economy. Gosh, what else? We have new shows premiering this week. Agenda 21. And also we're going to be talking about, on Thursday, we're going to be talking school safety with a gentleman who used to be a school superintendent, who was a school superintendent, who was in charge of safety on campuses. And we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to be discussing that issue, is how do we make our kids safer on campus? And frankly, as I was saying last week, this debate over whether you're going to have a gun or not is ridiculous. There are going to be weapons out there, and that's just going to be a constant. No matter what the Biden commission is, we're going to get into that. Bob Williams, professor from UCLA, who takes a progressive bent on things, had an article in the paper about weapons, and here in the United States, and it was a thoughtful. You know, where I don't agree a lot with everything he writes, or most of what he writes. I see what he's saying in this, but I think he is making the same. I think he makes the same argument that others make, but he makes it in a better way. But we need to discuss that. Maybe someday we can get him in here to talk about this. Let's see what else we have today. Today, Mark Beecham's coming in to join us, and Mark is, you know what, he is. If anybody's got their finger on the pulse of the what's happening in the North State when it comes to politics and, you know, law enforcement, gourmet dining, I should say, it's Mark Beecham. He'll be in here a little bit later. But I'm here with just a Bob or Felony Bob, depending on what I feel like that day and if the police come in, because Bad Bob is in Las Vegas at the Geeks. Convention. It's not really called Geeks. What's it called?
It's the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, but who goes there?
Geeks.
Okay. But it's the latest in electronics, and he's going to come back. He's going to be, in fact, I think he's going to be calling us today with an update of what's going on in this Consumer Electronics. Aren't they having the adult video
convention? I heard that they're having it there at the same time.
I wonder if it's in the same. Well, you know, if it's at the convention center. It's got to be in the same place,
yeah,
right?
But
huge convention center, they can, you know, bust it out in different areas.
That's right.
I'm going to ask him about that. So, how are you doing today, Just Bob?
Doing great.
Okay.
Coming off a great weekend. Had Dr. Doug McConnell in for a couple of hours in the studio yesterday morning. That was fun.
They had asked me about which doctor would you like to have in there, and I said, hey, this guy can talk about Obamacare like other people and the impact it has on we the people. But I tell you what, something else that has an impact on all of us is Wall Street. And we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors right now, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative this morning, 55 points at 13,379. The S&P 500 is negative 5 at 1,460. And the NASDAQ is negative 10 at 3,091. Active stocks today include Bank of America, up 6 cents at $12.17, and Ford Motor Company up 4 cents at $13.53. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 13 cents at $17.17, and North Valley Bank is down 5 cents at $14.75. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.11%. And over in the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil down 28 cents at $92.81, gold down 50 cents at $16.48.60, and silver up 8 cents at $30.03. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. They're going to tell you what's happening in Wall Street and give you the advice that you're looking for. It's tough enough out there on your own, so you need some help, and they can give you some great advice. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, or just stop by at Park Marina Drive and ask them what's going on in Wall Street. Okay, Bob, what's the weather here before we take a break?
Oh, yes, sir. The forecast is for partly sunny skies with a high near 63 for Reading today, partly cloudy overnight with a low around 39. Mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow with a high near 65, but things will get colder for the remainder of the week. We're seeing a chance of showers move in tomorrow night, increasing to a 70% chance of rain on Wednesday and a high of only 52. Right now it's 44 degrees under fair skies in downtown Reading.
Okay, where's Linda? Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your community radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. That's right, and Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family-owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Mondays, don't you just love Mondays? Oh, it's a stretching out there. Good morning, Sonny. 7:15 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room. Linda, where's Linda? Okay. And I will talk about this a variety of times during the week. Linda is taking a two-week vacation where she is getting the house and everything back into place. She's one big thing is cataloging music she's had for, gosh, since she was 15. Putting all that back that she had in the catalog, scanning it in, putting it into books for her music. She's going to do another album this year. Release a CD. So she's got a lot of stuff here to do and a lot of things that need to be done at the house for the next couple of weeks. So we flipped. She won. So she's going to she's still going to be doing, of course, On the Spot with Linda Bond on Thursday nights. But I'm going to start doing a number of guest hosts that comes in here for at least the next couple of weeks. So we'll be having a good time. And she is always available for questions and giving me constructive criticism at the end of the hour. So that's where Linda is. Let me see. Let's talk about things that are going on. Let's talk about Bob Williams. He talked about the piece he had in the paper. He talked about, the arguments about guns, assault weapons, and he and I could argue all day long what an assault weapon is. To me, an assault is a action. It's not a descriptive term. Because if you called it assault weapon, I guess then you could say that's any weapon. A shotgun is an assault weapon. I have a home defense shotgun, one of the weapons I have, and you could call it an assault gun. It was called a trench gun during the wars, and because they used them in the trenches very effectively. And if you don't think that a 12-gauge firing buckshot is not an assault weapon, then you have not seen it happen. You've not seen what they can do. What he talks about, and I have to agree, on a lot of the stuff is when you start talking about what's causing these tragedies in America. He says the it's a rise of mass murder. Now I haven't checked his statistics, but they look like they're hood. And he says there've been at least 62 mass shootings since 1982 across our country. 25 of these have occurred since 2006. Now I'm not sure what a mass shooting is. Is that more than two? Is that included? I mean, is that what a mass shooting is? Is it more than three? Is it more than four? I would need him to delineate those things. But one of the things he says is he talks about the media enhanced culture. Are we saying is that because the kids spend hours pulling video game triggers and they become hardened or just, calloused to death and dying because of all these video games? So that's, something else, another point there. And that people own assault weapons, which is, I guess, every weapon, are big on responsibility and they should be locked up or should be kept safe. And if they're not, you should go to jail. If a crime is committed with it, and that's a big thing, if a crime is committed with it. So essentially, the crazed man back in Sandy Hook who took one of the weapons and killed his mom, who should have had them locked up, by the way, you'll never hear me ever say that they shouldn't have been locked up, should be held responsible for that. But what if he didn't? He just picked up the weapon that she should have had locked up and he goes out and he kills three or four people or wounds three or four or five people. Should she be held responsible for that? Well, and that's an interesting concept. Because is it a law that you have to keep all your weapons locked up then? What about people that live by themselves? Linda and I live by ourselves. Do all of our weapons need to be locked up? What about if you need to get to your weapons for self-defense and they're locked up? So, I mean, there's going to be arguments thrown about that. However, yes, there should be. You should have responsibility, a great deal of responsibility on keeping your weapons from people that can harm themselves or others if they aren't trained. But if you go into this media that they get into about the young people that are unchecked in their media violence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I've read statistics that say, for every one of these that has, there's millions that don't go out and kill people. Well, it's the same thing with weapons. For the one that does, there's millions that have these weapons that don't go out and kill people. So, you know, you can use that argument. The other side of that argument is, well, then do we outlaw these video games, these media games? Do we just outlaw them so that people can't use them, can't watch them? You have to be a certain age. You have to be 21 to be able to go on and have, what is it, Doom or Men of Honor or whatever these things are. I see them advertised on TV. If you do that, so then what happens to your First Amendment rights then? I think this has already gone into court and says that people, young people can watch video games. I see what Bob Williams was saying, is that if a tragedy like this, here we all are trying to focus on get rid of guns, which I'm going to talk about in a second with Mr. Biden, and we're ignoring the fact that there are things we can do right now as a community to keep our kids safer. Has nothing to do with weapons. Has nothing to do with weapons. It has to do with keeping our kids safe. Why don't we as a community here in the North State say, what will keep our kids safe? Have you seen anybody address this? We had a working group right here, a special show on this and how to keep our kids safe. Have you seen anything happen beyond that? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community radio station.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, and their words inviting. There was a time when love was and the world was a song. And the song was exciting. There was a time.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Baugh, KCNR 1460. You know, that was the I Have a Dream. Was that it?
I Dreamed a Dream.
I Dreamed a Dream. I'm sorry. I Dreamed a Dream. La Miserable. La Mis. Linda and I saw it yesterday. And I have to say, you know, you see, you know what? I've seen all the acclaims for it, and, you know, and it's like anything critics say. Is you have to see it yourself, because a lot of times critics say it's a horrible movie or something's horrible, and you find a lot of things about it to like. And Linda and I went to see this yesterday, and all I can say is that Linda cried through most of it, because she told me she was going to cry through most of it, so I got extra napkins, and so she would have that. And it absolutely was an enthralling picture. The photography, the music, of course, is just outstanding. And the actors, what they did is they had like an orchestra right there on the set, from what I understand, or pianos and pianists that were there, and they sang it right there. Now, people complained about Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe is a very, you know, very, very good dramatic actor, of course, Oscar winner, but he sang fine. I mean, you have to look at this. Was he, if you remember Pierce Brosnan or Clint Eastwood, when they sang, they weren't real good. He did a creditable job of this, and then of course Anne Hathaway and everybody that was in it, Hugh Jackman, my gosh. But then when they were on the young men that were the scenes when they were fighting on the barricades was you know memorable, as was the scene with Sarah Bonham Carter and Sasha in a body house where people were coming in and they were just stealing them blind. It was hilarious, but it was also just, I mean, this thing was just a feast for your eyes if it's a trite scene in that one scene, but the whole movie in itself was just excellent. And I would recommend it to you to see it. If you have a chance, then this one, you know, maybe better than Django Unchained or, you know, whatever else, the Hobbit movies. I don't watch Hobbit movies a lot, but this one, Les Mis, was something that was worth every dollar for it. It's like Lincoln, that you see it once and you say, you know what, I couldn't take it all in. I couldn't take it all in. It was just so much happening, so beautiful. You know, the cinematography, everything. It was that good, you know, good enough to go out and see it one more time. So if you get a chance, go see Les Mis. Another article that was in the paper, and I just thought I'd talk about it really quick. Or not, it was about too much crime in the papers. And Mark Beecham wrote it. It was an article he wrote on Saturday. Well, Mark's going to be here. Mark Beecham will be here with us at 8 o'clock. I want to talk because there's a lot, many responses to this about crime. Is it too much crime? And then they talk about all these other things. But one of the things that one of the commenters in there, of course, they're all anonymous. But one guy who I know, and he won't mind, is Joel Strap McClure, and it's An Idiot and Odyssey, that's his book. And he's a self-proclaimed socialist, as he says. He's an acquaintance. He's been on the show a couple of times. I like Joel. I think his mom is great. She thinks that that Joel is a communist. I think that's what he said in there. But she's very likable. And, oh, my gosh, outspoken and in her 90s. Anyway, but he talked about the talk show host that says good guys against, and he even got the phrase wrong. But I say it's a good guys against the bad guys, which are you. He says it's I'm polarizing, and it's that phrase. Well, Joel, and I've said this before, so I'll say it again here, is good guys against the bad guys, which are you. It's up to you whether you're a bad guy or a good guy. It's not up to me. I could care less. But you've got your standards. You've got what it takes for you to be a good guy. Are you responsible? Do you stand up for what's right? Do you stand up for what you believe in? That's what I mean. Do you take responsibility for your actions? That's what I mean by being a good guy. Are you good to your family? Do you take care of your kids? Do you do those things? That's my idea of a good guy. It may not be your idea of a good guy. In fact, we had the chief say, hey, some of the bad guys really think they're good guys. Well, that may be. But my bottom line is this. When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, I'm not judging. I don't do that. That's up to you. You know if you're a bad guy or a good guy. So, Joel, if that's polarizing, then you are wrong. I'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460 AM.
The Fox Business Network, markets are starting the trading week in a sea of red. Investors are looking ahead to the start of the earnings season, which unofficially kicks off tomorrow with the release of aluminum giant Alcoa's results after the closing bell. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down more than 60 points. On the upside, Amazon shares are jumping after Morgan Stanley boosted the online retailer's rating to overweight and set a $325 price target. Morgan Stanley cited Amazon's international opportunities for the upgrade and high price target. Shares of Madison Square Garden are also on the rise after the end of a four-month lockout between the National Hockey League and its players. The shortened hockey season is expected to start within the next 2 weeks. And when it comes to Super Bowl advertising, there's no economic slowdown. CBS is expected to announce later this week that its Super Bowl ad slots are more than 90% sold out. 30-second spots are going for as much as $3.8 million each. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is starting her 2-week vacation. Is that something? I think it's great. She's got to catalog all of her music. She's got to do all this stuff. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, 44 degrees out there. You need your coffee. You need it, and they will fix it any way you like it with special blends. And, of course, they meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Veterans always get discounts. They've been in business for over 30 years supporting our community, Joe and Shelley, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been with us since the very beginning, August 4th, 2007. Very first show I ever did on Free Fire Saturday. Okay, Bob, weather real quick.
Yes, sir, Carl. At 7:35, we have partly sunny skies in the Reading forecast for this Monday with a high near 63 expected. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 39, mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, a high near 65. Then some showers start to creep into the picture Tuesday night, a 70% chance of rain on Wednesday at a high of only 52. Right now we have 44 degrees under fair skies in downtown Reading.
Okay, thanks. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Linda's going to be singing this Friday with she'll be accompanied by Pat Karch, best pianist in the whole North State, and, of course, Rick Hill, consummate guitarist. And they're going to have a great time. 474-5546. Always great dinners, great meals out there, brunches, pizza night on Thursdays. Horseback riding, sporting clays, beautiful, beautiful out there. The ambiance is wonderful. 474-5546 on Somo Vineyards. Okay, I got them all in.
Yay.
And we have with us our Jefferson Public Radio representative,
Valerie Ng Miller.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I have to say, I long for doing a weather forecast like the one I just heard.
Like what?
That's less than 2 minutes long.
Well, what you know,
when I do a weather
forecast. What do you do?
Well, when I do a weather forecast, I have to do it. I have to give one that covers 13 counties.
Oh. We give, you know, if it's outside our door.
Right.
This is our. Do you see the weather rock right here? We used to just use the weather rock. I would go outside and look at it. If it was dry, it rained. No rain. If it was wet, it's raining. If it's really cold, ooh, it's cold out here. If it's really hot, oh, it's pretty hot. Weather rock says it's really hot.
Oh,
some days it's dusty,
goodness.
You know. So.
Well, I could be giving, you know, I may have to give a weather forecast that talks about 2 inches of snow in the Cascades and Siskiyous and a balmy 72 degrees in Reading, and then, you know, flood warnings and tide surges over on the coast. It's you know, it's
yes,
a mouthful.
But you know what? You also, Valerie Miller, what you also do is you do all this classical music
right.
with no notes. Linda and I, every time we go in there, and we go in there to play with your dog. And,
yeah.
And you're there just, and this was Brahms, blah, 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 and oh, and by the way, it was a blah, 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 and we're looking at each other, you know, going, okay, I've heard of Brahms.
Okay,
you just do
a really easy one, because you...
Oh, the easy way. When you get into things, it's like, oh my gosh, how does she remember this? And then you talk about it, you know, oh yeah, and then go to the next one. And I'm looking for notes. I'm looking for notes. There's none in there.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
No, I'm shaking my head. No, but nobody can see that.
I have to learn all this stuff because the classical music audience, they're a different breed, you know, than most. Kind of like your audience is a different breed than others. That's why they're tuning in here. The classical music audience, they're kind of a different breed than others. When they tune in, they expect the person who is programming the music to be, I guess, as smart as they are. If I say a name incorrectly, I get calls. There's a composer named Johann Nepomuk Hummel. If you say it incorrectly, if you say Hummel, you're calling the guy a goat in German. It's actually Hummel, which means butterfly.
Hummel as opposed to Hummel?
Hummel as opposed, as in the glass figurine, but yeah. It's Hummel, not Hummel.
But they used to actually, when he was a kid, they made fun of him back in the 1700s. They made 1800s. They made fun of him because they would call him Hummel. They had
bullying back then.
Well, yeah, because his name, you know, if you say, you know, just like it is here, if you have a name like Ing, everybody calls you Thing. Carl, what'd they call you in junior high?
Boss.
Snarl?
Recalcitrant?
Your mother and father?
Are you kidding? For the first 3 years of my life, I thought my name was Damn You Carl. So, anyway, going back. Maybe it was the first 15 years of my life. Wait a minute, but going back, I mean, would you rather be called Butterfly? Hey, come here, Butterfly, or hey, Goat.
Well,
I mean, come on. Personally. I mean, really. Well, for you, it's probably Butterfly. Would you rather be called known as, okay, Bob, would you rather be known as Butterfly or Goat? Goat Martin or Butterfly Martin?
Well, each has its disadvantages, but I think I'd opt for Butterfly.
You would. And I thought of
two against one.
Well, you know what?
What you going to do about it?
Frankly, I'm, you know, Felony Bob here. That's okay. You know, goes, you know, bust the lottery chance he gets. Yeah, I got to take a break now, too. Carl and Linda Bott. You know, Linda's not here. KCNR 1460, our guest, Valerie Miller. Dude, get me back on it. I'll let you know when I'm slopped. Yeah, okay? Sure. Valerie Miller, who's here to tell us what's going on in the Cascade. What's going on?
There's a lot.
What are the shows? All right. Now we go out.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Mako, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. K KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you know what? It's cold out there. It's going to get colder. It's not going to get any better. So you go to Alliance Heating and Air 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will fix your emergencies. They'll do any, they'll do all of your repairs, installations, routine maintenance. They stand by their work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. We've used them, and they are just outstanding. Go to homecomfort.org and check out their website. Alliance Heating and Air. You want it done quickly. You want it done correctly. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Valerie Ng Miller, and we're sitting here giggling because
that's what we do.
That's just
that's
what we do.
That's the effect I have on Carl.
You do. I just sit and go. Anyway, and then I sweat afterwards. We've got Merle. Merle's coming. Look,
yeah,
and your face is red. Your face is red.
That's because I just blew my nose.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the last time that I was here, the only show that we had coming up that I have still to talk about today was the Blues Harmonica Blowout, which is happening tomorrow, which is an amazing, amazing show. Mark Hummel, actually, in this case, oh, believe it or not, his name is Mark Hummel.
We know, of course, that Hummel is the German word for goat.
How did you know? Gosh, you are.
So does he know his last name is goat?
You know, I'm going to ask him on Tuesday. So Mark Hummel is bringing this amazing band, this amazing blues band, plus a whole lineup, a big roster of harmonica players that are going to back him up. Do you remember Kim Wilson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds?
I do.
He's going to be here tomorrow. So is Rick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is Little Charlie from Little Charlie and the Nightcats, Rick Estrin, and they're going to be backed up by Joe Louis Walker and an amazing band. Anyway, that's going to be a huge blues show tomorrow. I think there's still tickets available.
Well, you know, I was looking at that because, you know, I am a harmonica player.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You did.
How did I know that?
Played on your stage.
Was I there?
Well, if you...
I should have been there.
If you weren't, you really missed a great show. Martinis for Santa.
I did.
Martinis for Santa that Linda did for her Christmas show.
Yeah.
For raising money for Send the Troops packages and all that a few years ago.
I remember the show.
Do you remember Silent Night, Holy Night? With the military? In the harmonica?
I'm so
playing
sorry.
Playing Silent Night?
I don't remember that.
Are you kidding? It took me 6 months to learn to play Silent Night.
This is why
Silent
you host
Night
a radio show and you're not on tour with Mark Hummel and the Blues Harmonica Blowout.
It took me 6 months to learn suck, 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 blow. Suck, 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 blow. Blow, blow, suck. Suck, suck, blow. Blow, 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 suck. Suck, suck, suck. F4, F4, F4. I mean, you think I'm kidding.
No, so I'm just trying to figure out whether your harmonica skills suck or blow.
Well, if you're going to be a good harmonica, that's what it is. You either suck or blow. It's like a jet aircraft. Suck, blow. It's not like hover. No, if you play the harmonica, if you ask them, get down these guys. Do you suck or blow? Sometimes, and then your tongue.
Oh, my God. It is not even 8 o'clock in the morning already. Does your wife know you talk like this?
Yeah, she was there. She had one rule. You can't practice late in bed. I would play all the time. When the Saints go marching in, suck,
oh
suck,
God.
The flow. No,
so,
that's the way. It's inhale, exhale.
So did you know we've got Merle coming up on Thursday?
Who cares? He's old.
That was a great attempt to change the subject.
I try.
Okay,
I
Merle try. Merle Haggard's coming.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's an...
Okay,
no,
wait,
like
wait. Let's go back to the harmonicas are tomorrow.
Blowing.
No, harmonicas are tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow night, 7:30.
Right. There you go.
All the JPR shows at the Cascade are at 7:30, most of them. Merle Haggard and the Strangers are going to be in the house on Thursday. Our own, Shasta County's own amazing country star. So, you know what? I heard, now there's a rumor the other day that we were sold out, that the show is not sold out. There are tickets available.
And this is for?
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
There are still tickets available for Thursday.
Okay.
About 100.
This Thursday.
For this Thursday, the 10th, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's
you have 100 tickets left.
100 tickets. Yeah, that's it. That's 50 pair.
It's 50 pair.
Yeah.
I don't see any hanging out of your purse or anything here.
I know. That's because we need to sell all those tickets. I never get tickets to Merle. They never
you know,
give them
I
to
saw
me.
Merle. I saw Merle down in Red Bluff. When he, remember when he did that?
Yeah,
down there,
State Theater.
Yeah, for doing a fundraiser down there. Great seats. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I heard great things about that show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He did the whole show. But I tell you, when he's finished, that's it. He walks off. There's like he didn't come back.
Right.
Yeah, he's just,
right.
Okay,
well,
that's it.
No, I'm going to tell you what. He was having some pretty
health
severe
problems.
Health problems a few years ago. He's been doing a lot better and feisty as ever. And his band is awesome.
Oh, they are. They're absolutely great. You know what? It was a super show. You think, well, you know, the guy's, what, 70-something? And mm-hmm. and he has been having health problems. So then, but he came out and
just. I mean, who doesn't when you're 70-something?
Yeah, well. You could just, I mean, you just killed them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we were out, and that was great. And then we heard like a week later that they had to cancel a couple of shows.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, so this was good.
Yeah.
Okay, what
so
else you got
here? He's going to be here again, lucky
third.
Us. And then
what's the number to get there, to get tickets
for this? Oh, 243-8877.
All right.
And
you
know,
still have 100 tickets left.
As of Friday, we had 100 tickets left. So I don't know what's happened over the weekend. But I would say for anybody wanting tickets right now that you should go online to the website because the box office is closed on Mondays. But CascadeTheater.org, that's theater with an R-E, .org, you can actually choose your seats and buy your tickets with a credit card online, and they're...
Did you know that? Theatra. Pronounced that way in Portuguese as butterfly.
As it should be.
Where theater.
Theater.
Pronounced that way. In English is goat.
It's yes, theater.
We're going to take a break now.
Oh, good, because then I have some new shows to tell you about.
Well, that's we'll follow this up with our new shows. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Community radio.
I love you, Pepe.
For the butterflies and all of us.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing. And a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Howdy, y'all. This is Michael Smalljohn of Mike's Outdoors. Please join me on Saturdays at 6 a.m. as we talk about the wide-open outdoors of Northern California. As in the past, Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com will be joining me with interesting hunting and fishing news. So please, join me, your host, Michael Smalljohn, with Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com on Saturdays at 6 a.m. for Mike's Outdoors, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 in our country western mood, because Merle's coming Thursday night.
And he's not the only country western
star. Valerie Ying Miller's with us today. It's 7:54 in the morning. Yeehaw. Okay, so who else is coming?
So Wynonna. Wynonna and the Big Noise. Wynonna Judd is coming in February. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Okay, that's great.
It is great. It is cool. She's amazing. I can't wait. I can't wait for that fiery redhead to step on stage. No, Wynonna Judd should
she's
be
good.
Awesome.
No,
yeah.
She's good. Right.
Yeah.
Merle, and then you've got, what? Well, okay. Now, okay. Now you've got two country. Okay, let's have, this should be an eclectic group. This way, who's else is coming on?
We have Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Is he going to do the church lady?
I would hope so. I hope he does Bill and Ted as well. Wayne's World.
Yeah, but you got to have, like, Wayne.
Wayne. Wayne's World.
You got to have Wayne to do,
you know,
Wayne's World.
Maybe you could come on and be
Keanu
Reeves.
Okay, I'll make you on a hurl. Okay, how about this? Okay, anyway.
If only you could see what he just did.
All right, anyway. Headbang.
So Dana Carvey's going to be here April 6th. That's the other add-on show. We actually added on Merle and Wynonna and Dana Carvey probably sometime in December. We only got Merle like 3 weeks ago. So
yeah, an open booking then.
Yeah, so three new shows that we got added on. Maybe more to come. Who knows? Who knows?
What else are we looking at? Do we know?
Yeah, actually, the other shows that we have planned include around Valentine's Day on the 10th of February. We're doing another sing-along. We did an amazing sing-along to the film Grease last year. This year, we're going to do the Mamma Mia sing-along, which is great. I mean, you can, like, follow a little ball, the little bouncing ball, and sing-along, and we do dress-ups and costume prizes. Anyway, it was a lot of fun last year. A lot of parents brought their kids because it was kind of one of those movies that, you know, goes across the generations. And so this year, we're going to do Mamma Mia on February 10th. So that should be a lot of fun. Later on in the spring, we've got the musical Fiddler on the Roof. We've also got a...
Now, is this the Broadway production of Fiddler on the Roof?
It's the Cascade Theater's production of Fiddler on the Roof. I mean, it's the Broadway musical, but it is...
It's locals.
It is locals. It's just...
Because I know people are... See, the reason I ask is because I know a lot of people that are going to be in this. They're mm-hmm. working on Fiddler on the Roof, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm. whoa, wouldn't that be bad if they come
if
in
we
and
did that, yeah,
at the same time, you know, okay.
Yeah, this is the production from Jana Leard, who directed A Cascade Christmas, and she'll be directing... also Fiddler on the Roof, so that's taking place in the spring. Another musical, it's more of a World War II spanning, World War II era jazz music, which is In the Mood. It's not the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It is a group of musicians doing a whole retrospective of swing music from that era.
Okay.
So In the Mood. So that's coming up as well.
That's cool.
And what else is coming up? I don't know.
You know, so you've got that's a lot of things happening there, and you always have such a great lineup of you know, that event with Lincoln. Can I go back to this? First time I really talked to you about this.
Actually, yeah.
You know, that had to be one of the I think premier events at the Cascade. Even though we've had some really great acts and all this, but the having Lincoln there and Kathleen Kennedy, Kathleen, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking afterwards and answering the questions, I thought, very, very openly.
Yeah.
You know, the question about did you not release this because of the election? Absolutely.
Right.
We did not want this to be used.
They didn't
want
to eclipse or have any influence.
Because you could have both sides. I mean, actually, the Republicans, you know, you stand up, but the Republicans are actually the good guys in a movie from Hollywood. I mean, no, that's kind of scary.
Well, that's because the Republicans and Democrats were flip-flopped then. That's changed
really?
Now.
Somebody, really?
You know that.
Really?
You know
I haven't
that.
Said they flip-flopped.
Oh, my goodness.
Who passed the Civil Rights Act in the 60s? Who voted on that? Oh,
Republicans. Exactly. Yeah, Republicans didn't become
Democrats. So are Republicans?
It was after the 60s.
So Republicans don't like black people? Is that it? Is that what I'm hearing?
And we were doing so well this morning.
Okay. All right. Let's go back. Let's go back.
Do you
want
to talk about gun control? Okay. I can get down.
Well, you know what? I do. I would love to have somebody come on and talk gun control with me. You want to?
No.
You want to be a sure? Okay. I'm good. We may have different opinions on things, but you know what? We just love having you here, Valerie.
Thank you.
You know what? And anyway, going back to the Lincoln. And that was just kind of an aside when I said that, because it was cute, because they also had some other things in there that I thought were very, very telling. in that movie. But but to hear that Daniel Day-Lewis was the only one they had chosen for this, for and it took him 11 years to get it on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you get a chance to talk to him also after that or anything backstage? Or?
No, not in this event. No, it was just a totally – it was one of those – no, I just did not.
It was a great event. I'm telling you what, I was, you know what, of the six places that premiered in the world, and one was in Reading, of course, which is the epicenter of culture in America.
I'm going to bet that when they did the other premieres, they did not actually do a sit down talk with any of the folks involved afterwards. It was just a showing of the movie. This was a very unique and special experience that only could happen at the Cascade.
And thank you.
Lucky us.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And thank you for that. And thank you for everything you've done for the Cascade and everything. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. We'll be back. Mark Beecham's our guest. We're going to be talking everything. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They survived the Batman movie that turned into a midnight massacre, and today go to court to relive what happened in Colorado in July at a preliminary hearing for accused killer James Holmes. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Not all victims will be in attendance. They've been warned about the kind of information they can hear about the alleged killer James Holmes and the actual attack. This hearing is so prosecutors can lay out their case, and there's so much to get through, it could last all week. New court documents already reveal bottles of pills were taken from Holmes' apartment after the shooting. We also expect to hear 911 calls, as well as see video from the theater. Holmes faces more than 160 counts of murder, attempted murder, and weapons-related charges. His attorneys have said that he's mentally ill, Dave.
Jessica, a judge in Ohio has delayed T.J. Lane's murder trial indefinitely. He's the 18-year-old charged in the school shooting that left three students dead. Apparently, new evidence has emerged. President Obama has found his new defense secretary, but he's already getting some flack for it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
Former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel expected to get the official nomination about 2 hours from now.
He's soft on Iran. He's opposed to sanctions. He's been opposed to sanctions across the board.
Anti-Defamation League director Abe Foxman, a White House official, says Hagel's positions have been misrepresented. The president also expected to name counterterrorism advisor John Brennan to lead the CIA, a post he was considered for in 2008 but withdrew his name after critics questioned his role in the Bush administration's enhanced interrogation techniques. Dave.
Jared, if you get some Social Security benefits, you can't reject Medicare. The Supreme Court has rejected a challenge from former Republican Congressman Dick Armey, who wanted private health coverage. He claims covers more. Imagine going up an escalator when it suddenly starts going down. It happened at a rail station in New Jersey this morning, causing panic and a stampede as people jumped to the other side onto people. Four were injured. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd's five locations. Online at floydaboyd.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Do you want a gun? More Americans are answering yes lately.
The debate heats up, gun violence versus constitutional rights.
You want to get rid of the background checks, the criminal background checks?
We have in
Do you want
Ohio,
to get rid
I help
two congressmen duking it out on Fox News Sunday. Most people expect there will be new congressional efforts to toughen up the nation's gun laws. That could be fueling a jump in background checks for gun permits and gun sales, nearly twice as high in November and December as the same period a year ago. The Associated Press looked at the numbers, finding the biggest increases in states in the South and West, but the demand was less strong in Colorado and Connecticut, two states that experienced mass shootings last year. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
There's no crying over spilt milk, but what about no milk? Some schools in Wisconsin may not have any.
Chris Olson is a milk distributor.
There's not a drop of milk in that trailer.
It should be packed full of the stuff from the Golden Guernsey Dairy, but the plant was shut down over the weekend, shocking many, including this longtime worker.
25 years in, this guy's here with a lot more seniority than me. Didn't even merit a phone call. Not an email, not a text message, don't come to work, nothing.
The company was required by law to give Wisconsin labor officials a heads up about the closing, but that apparently didn't happen. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
They'll search by air today in Washington State, still looking for a skydiver missing since Thursday's jump. A ground search has been called off.
The terrain is dangerous anyways, going down these sheer cliffs, and then add snow and rain and fog to that, and then it just makes it way too dangerous for our rescuers to attempt that.
King County Sheriff Sergeant Cindy West. Kurt Rupert was wearing a special suit, letting him glide, almost fly, through the air. From South Bend to South Beach, Notre Dame fans are in Miami ready for tonight's college football championship.
This is a football team that has passion.
The undefeated Irish face Alabama. Tide fans also confident.
We've obviously won the last, you know, two or three years, so it's going to be exciting. It's going to be, we've got champagne ordered.
Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome back to our second segment, our second hour. I'm watching Felony Bob go crazy over here because we got three phone lines ringing, and all of our engineers can handle like two. If the third one goes, that's it. I've lost them all. 8:05 in the morning, January 7th. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is the way you get a hold of us, as many people are right now on the phones, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is, and in fact, everybody knows, Linda's going to be taking a vacation for the next 2 weeks. Not really a vacation. She's going to be working and redoing rooms in the house, painting, and doing all of her music, which means taking literally 35 years of music, recataloging it, putting it into new books, probably scanning a bunch in so it goes digital, so that she can build, she's building music books because she's going to be recording a CD this year.
Oh.
So we're all happy about that and doing a couple of shows this year. So she needs to get all that, all the music put back together again that has kind of gone adrift in all of our moves. But before we start, and of course we have Mark Beecham here, but before we get all that, we have a lot of things going today, but we start off with our Wells Fargo, with Kathy Lathrop Cummings, I believe. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 46 points at 13,387. The S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,460, and the NASDAQ is down 5 at 3,096. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 3 cents at $12.08, and Pfizer up 1 penny at $25.97. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 5 cents at $14.75, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 60 cents at $40.57. In the bond market, we're fighting lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.91%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 4 cents at $93.13. Gold is up 40 cents at $16.49.30, and silver is up 21 at $30.16. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and drop in on them. Great advice for the woods of Wall Street. All right. Senator Jim Nielsen is on the other line. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Tomorrow's a big day, huh?
Well, it is a big day. Most of the folks I don't know that are even aware that it's such a big day, but maybe they've sent in their absentee ballots, and those who haven't will remind them that it is election day tomorrow, so please get out and vote.
You know, this is a, this has been the stealthiest election I think I've ever been around. that, you know, I haven't seen anything in the papers. I haven't seen any. I think I saw one mailer. I think I saw your mailer the other day. That's it. So,
you know, it's been a kind of a quiet one. You know, people do not expect, nor is it normal to have one this time of year. So the citizens are to tune. We've set out mail, and we've been doing phone calling, and I, of course, continue to do all the events that I normally do anyway, and we hope that gets enough people's attention.
Well, it will be. So tomorrow's election day. We're planning on going down and and voting, and should have, you know, it's cost, I think, the North State $2 million over this. So
unfortunately, it certainly has, and it shouldn't have been the case, but it is what it is, and that's what we have to deal with. But the importance, you know, there's 1 million citizens in the 4th Senate District, and they're electing who will be serving and fighting for them for the next 2 years. So it's really important to have them tuned in.
It is, and you think about it, 1 million citizens, and the fact is that they could be completely ignored if the Democrats choose to do that. I hope they don't. I hope you're down there fighting every day.
Well, that's the whole point. If you're not on the field, you're not ever going to make a touchdown. That's the way I look at it. And you're not ever going to stop somebody else from making a touchdown you do not want made.
There you go.
It's important to be there because you must be a voice. And if you are a voice, a reasoned and forceful voice, you'll have your day.
You're right. Senator Jim Nielsen, thank you so much for calling.
Have a great day, everybody.
You bet. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have Senator Jim Nielsen. And now we have on the other line, we have Elizabeth.
Good morning.
With our regular Monday update. Good morning, Elizabeth.
How are you?
You know what? We're good. I understand he had Doug McConnell here.
We did yesterday, two hours.
You know
hours.
What? Isn't he masterful?
Gosh.
I mean, I've heard him speak, I don't know, a dozen times. And every time it's something a little bit new or something that I mean, you sit there and you listen to this and you go, oh, my God, it can't be that bad. Well, I guess
it is.
And you
know what? I just sat there and stared at him while he talked because he's got so much knowledge. And he's very articulate and presents it in a way that you can understand.
And, you know, well, yeah, obviously, if I understand it, anybody can. But
Big
part, but another part too is that he brings in things that most people have, because he has read. He has read this. I mean, he knows more about this bill than Pelosi ever will, and probably Obama.
I agree.
And so he knows what's in it, so he can talk about it. And he said, now this is how it's going to impact you here. This is how it's going to impact you here. Oh, this is going to be much more expensive here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, fact after factoid. And you're going, oh, no, it can't be this bad. Well, of course, it is this bad.
And he really goes the big picture so that you see why it isn't going to work. You know what I
mean? We've lost, yeah. I mean, it only works. It only works as if there's enough doctors willing to do this.
Sure.
And there's not enough.
There's the caveat right there.
And there's not enough because they're getting out of the practices right now. Right now, there's 140 residencies for heart surgeons, for chest crackers, and only 80 of them are being filled right now.
That's right.
So each year, it's going to get worse.
Absolutely. And I really encourage people to go to either WeThePeopleRadio.us or KCNR 1460 to the archives and listen to that show.
It would
be in your best interest to do so. And I know a lot of folks go to church on Sunday mornings and they're not able to listen. So the archives are there for that purpose.
There you go. That's why.
So
okay.
Anyway.
Well, who's on tonight?
Pardon? Oh, well, tonight we're going to talk about, I think, the one issue that's predominant in the media right now, and that would be gun control. And we are going to have Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones join us, and he's going to talk about all of the happenings in the gun industry and gun legislation and what he sees on the horizon. And I really encourage people to come out for that.
Is there going to be a debate at all? Or
no, there won't be.
Okay.
He's just going to give us his firsthand knowledge, which, you know, is invaluable at this point in time.
Okay. All right. That's tonight, 6 p.m.
2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You bet.
Bye.
Elizabeth and Eric, of course, We the People on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, a great show. If you haven't heard it, they have guests, they have national level guests all the time in there, and locals that make a lot of sense. We're going to take a quick break. Mark Beecham is our guest, and we'll be right back with Mark right after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's 43 degrees out there. Wrap yourself around a big cup of coffee. Fix it the way you want it from the Tobacco and Brew Cuties. Not only that, but they will meet or beat any tobacco prices here in town. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts. They do a lot for our community. Joe and Shelley do. Our guest, Mark Beecham. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? It's
you know, I was surprised the FCC didn't call after that segment with Valerie Miller and the harmonica.
What? The harmonica? You know what? Somebody
that was very suggestive.
It was?
I thought so. I thought it was.
Which part?
Over the top.
Really?
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll just have to keep doing it.
Didn't people? Well, you know, Valerie is an interesting gal. She is an AM personality and an FM job.
You know, she is.
You should have her in.
And, you know, she's really liberal, too. I mean, I knew that. But you know what? That has never come up in any of our conversations until I said that Republicans were the good guys. Well, and they've completely reversed.
You were baiting her. That's what you were
doing. Was I baiting her?
That's what you were doing.
I didn't. Well, you know what? The thing is that as soon as I hear, well, they've reversed. So then, of course, the follow-up question's got to be, oh, so all Republicans hate black people. Is that it? And then, at that point, it skyrockets. And gun control. Oh, that's not gun control. Gun control is being able to hit your target. That's what gun control is.
You were baiting her, but it was a good segment. And she,
you know what?
You ought to have her in more.
You
ought to have her.
You know what? You bait somebody. You know, I tell you what. You bait somebody that can't hold their own. With Valerie, you just throw the gauntlet out, and people like that. There's a difference there. You don't pick on people that can't fight back. That's being a bully. Valerie could hold her own she could walk into the Republican Central Committee. And there, you know what? She may be chewed on a little bit, but there'd be people laying on the floor afterwards.
I think you'd be laying on the floor after a little bit with her.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I do. I'd wager.
Does this have anything to do with harmonica playing?
No. I think you ought to have her in. Linda's away for a couple.
I've asked her. I want her to come in and be a co-host. You know, first of all, I like Val. I think she has the best interest of our community at heart.
Absolutely.
And if somebody's got the best interest of our community at heart, come on in. And you know what? I would love to have, when Linda and I both said it, and we're out working at it right now, we want to have a show that is liberal, progressive, anything you want to call it, in nature. And it's because that's a third of our community out there. Well, maybe not a third, but, you know, it's a portion of our community out there, and we want to have something like that that brings in these, that says why we need gun control, that says why Republicans are, you know, are losing because it's, I mean, Republicans are talking about it themselves, but we need that, you know? Why the Obama administration is great for America, why it's working, all that. We need a show like that, and we are searching for that. We'd love to have that local person.
When would you have that show?
I'd put it on during the week, right after hours.
Okay, for an hour.
For an hour.
One day a week?
One day a week, just like everybody else's. They could do it on the weekends if they wanted, but we've kind of started filling up our weekends. And we've got Fridays from 9 to we've got two shows, 9 to 11 on Friday. So I'm thinking maybe a Thursday show, so they, you know, prime time. We would love to do that. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, before we even get started. Jay, good morning.
Hey, I liked that last segment. That was good.
Which one? Oh, with Val?
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats were all about slavery back in the day, and they still are, only now they're doing it financially instead of with chains.
Well,
and
I've heard that
they'll
before.
Never beat Val because she's a woman, and men and women arguments never go well for the man. I'm married to a very intelligent woman. I know how this works. But that doesn't mean you're not right.
Well, you know, you know what? I am not a sexist. You know, I think when you get into a verbal altercation with somebody on the other side, you don't hold back. I mean, you don't get nasty, you don't get mean, you don't call people names. But you know, the hard part would be is probably you're right. Val's a lot smarter than I am, so she probably has. It might be difficult. I might run out of words. You know, my head gets
wife is the brains of the office. What I'm used to losing, but that being said. You know, when you're right, you're right. And that's just what it comes down to. So many people have gotten this concept in their minds that Republicans don't like black people. And the truth of the matter is, if anybody's hurting black people or any other minority for the matter, it's the people that's offering them dependence rather than a hand up to help them out and move on and find their own trades and find their own rather than a check. Because it's nothing more than fiscal slavery.
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue that because I believe that. I believe that we have to fix our schools in such a way so kids in the inner city, whether they're black, brown, or white, you know, have a graduation rate of like 90%. And that their job's waiting for them afterwards. That's how you fix everything. And unless you do that.
It's pretty ingenious, Carl.
It doesn't take a lot of brains to figure that jobs and an economy will fix probably 90% of our problems. All right, Jay, got to run. Got to break.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks. We'll be right back. My guest is Mark Beachman. Haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, but we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to gnrm.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Mako, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, 825 in the morning. Our guest is Mark Beecham. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I want to apologize for leaving you in the lurch last week. I wish I had a good excuse, like I was nursing a New Year's Eve hangover for 2 days. But what really happened, honestly, was I forgot to tell Google to email me a reminder the night before, and I just, whatever.
Well, I should have. I usually try and call people.
Yeah, I apologize.
Well, you don't need to. You're here.
I'm here. So what do you want to talk about? We want to talk about that column I wrote.
Yeah, because I've got comments in the chat room about it, and you and I talked about it earlier. You talked about, is there too much crime in the paper?
Too much crime in the paper, yeah. The reason I wrote the piece was because I got an email from, two things. A neighbor at a neighborhood watch meeting, an older woman, said, not directly at me, but sort of muttered to the group in general, wish the paper didn't report that we were short-staffed at the police department because that just gives the bad guys an idea. And I thought, well, I don't think the bad guys necessarily have to read the Record Searchlight to know that we're short-staffed. And the fact that we've got a revolving door at the jail, I think, is common knowledge up and down the valley. But then I got an email a little bit later from Skip Murphy, who's a realtor in town, and a guy that I like his blog, and I think he's a smart guy. And he basically said, and I think the email was directed to me, but prior to me, I think he'd sent a version of it to Bruce Ross and Silas Lyons at the paper, suggesting that there was maybe too much crime reporting in the newspaper. And I thought he raised an interesting point. And he went on to attach an email that he had sent to a client who lived out of town, but I think this client had some association with Reading, maybe grew up here or whatever. But the client was concerned that, you know, if you just read the headlines on Reading.com, you have this impression that there's just crime 24/7 in Reading and of all different kinds, whether it's drugs or burglary or assaults or worse, homicides. And Skip, I think, did a good job of saying, well, yeah, we've had this influx of parolees under AB
109.
And we really weren't prepared for it as much as we could have been. But then he tried to offer some historical perspective, saying we've always had trouble with drugs and alcohol and with unemployment and with low education levels in the high schools and whatever. And that he felt, for himself, he felt still felt safe in Reading, even though crime rates have gone up in the last few years. And I thought, well, that's an interesting. I feel the same way, actually. I'm certainly more vigilant about locking my doors and doing those things now than I was maybe when I first moved home in 2003. But personally, I feel relatively safe here. Of course, I moved from Washington, D.C. to Reading, so that's a logical thing. But I thought it was an interesting sort of jumping off point. I think that the newspaper tries to do a good job covering all aspects of life in Reading. The scanner traffic, the police scanner, which they've got going in the newsroom all the time, they use that now, which they didn't use before, but they use it now. For stories, you know, there's as a result of that, there is a fair bit of crime news on Reading.com, breaking news, which there wasn't as much of that before. But I think that's what people want. People have a human interest. If they hear some sirens racing past them on Eureka Way, and they get home, they would like to know why there were three cop cars and an ambulance heading west of town. Or if they see a puff of smoke out north of town. They're interested in what that is. So I think that it fills a need that people have to know what's going on in their community. The potential downside is that there's just kind of so much of it that it might lead people to feel less safe than the reality in the community actually deserves, because there's just so much.
A lot of smoke here.
It feels like, well, smoke, yes, but you know, there's something to it. But to report on it to the exclusion of maybe some other aspect of the community may give people make people feel less safe than they should.
Well, what are you doing? We have a minute left.
Oh, I have a minute off. Sorry.
No, we've been here for a year and a half. the thing about this is that, you know, like Chief Paletti says, they've gotten a lot better. The lieutenant over there at the jail, on keeping people here, so they've started keeping people longer in the jail. But he says, well, we were up 58%, now we're only up 38%. Now, we're still up 38% on personal property crimes. The question is should we just ignore? Or should we have a lot less crime in there, in the papers? Is it scaring people too much, or is this just part of our atmosphere that we have right now? So we're not as bad as Stockton. We're you know, or anything like that. So I think people need to have it in a perspective.
Right.
As long as we can keep doing that, I think there's nothing wrong with reporting it.
I think the newspaper. Do we have to go to a break now?
At 30:30.
Oh, 30:30. Well, we're at 30:20.
Well, then I guess we're going to go to a break. Carl Bott and Linda Bott and Bart Beecham is our guest. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He survived the Colorado movie theater shooting spree in July.
I was shot with the shotgun in my face, my neck, my chest.
This hour, other survivors are in court reliving the massacre that left 12 dead, a preliminary hearing for accused killer James Holmes.
There is a tremendous amount of evidence. There is always a possibility that there will be a plea agreement at any time. There is a new district attorney. He decides whether this becomes a death penalty case.
Fox's Alicia Cunha outside the court. President Obama wants a Republican to be defense secretary, former Senator Chuck Hagel, but other Republicans object. Why?
In a 2006 interview, Hagel said the following, quote, "The Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people here. I'm not an Israeli senator. I'm a U.S. senator." Hagel has favored direct talks with Iran and is one of two senators to vote against sanctioning Iran.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Mark Beecham, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Head on down there, and I just got my hair cut there last week. And I'd just like to do a shout-out to Tim for this, because Tim's the only man I've ever known that gave his wife an alligator head for Christmas. Yep, that's right, an alligator head for Christmas and throwing knives. Now, I can understand the alligator head, but you know, Tim, I'm not sure about the throwing knives. She's probably pretty good with those by now. Guest is Mark Beecham, and we're talking about crime that caused a lot of consternation. Is there too much crime in the Reading Searchlight? And we had an article the other day about Reading is number one in the nation in crime, albeit starting from a lower number. So if you start at zero and you have one, is that 100%? Or if you start at three and we've gone up to six, I think it was the murders, right?
No. It was just assaults.
But we had double the number of murders too. But that was counting all of Shasta County. And what you pointed out was, it's not Reading. It's you use all of Shasta County in this case because of the numbers, and that the Reading Searchlight tried to put a perspective into it, that it was lower. It was lower numbers.
Well, I think the Searchlight tried to give some perspective to that list, and they quoted the chief. And the chief pointed out that it was from a relatively low base. But I don't think the chief was trying to minimize or sugarcoat the increase in crime that we've had, whether it's, you know, property crime or assaults. And we've had a very large increase in assaults as a percentage since 2007 to 2012. And my view is, look, there's some people who wouldn't want to even report that online ranking because it puts Reading in a bad light. I think the paper needs to report it, but needs to do it as good a job as it can in offering some kind of perspective or
not putting in damaging articles. And this is kind of a damaging article. To ignore it is worse than putting it out there, because once it's out there,
well, people are aware of it. Sure, yeah. Sure. I mean, my feeling is, look, we were not Mayberry in 2007, and we are not Compton today. People were making all these false comparisons. Oh, Reading is this article suggests Reading is as bad as Oakland. Well, the article didn't suggest that, and people who suggested that didn't read the article or didn't understand what the article was about. The article was not saying, look, we are the most violent city in the country. The article only suggested that we had an increase in violent crime that led the nation over a five-year period, albeit from, thankfully, a relatively low base. And that's that's the perspective the article in the paper tried to give.
And I think when you talk to the police and the sheriff, that they're their emphasis on the huge increase in crime was in the personal property crime. And you're talking 58%, 60% increase in that. And that the assault were part, you know, just, you know, as it goes up, are going to be part of this. You know, Paletti had his say in the paper, I thought, and he had talked to others. And he came on right after that on the show and talked about
right,
it, too.
Right.
Crime is, well, so solution to this? More police?
Well,
I saw something about a tax increase.
Yeah, I proposed, you know, that we ought to consider. I proposed that maybe a brave city council member or a brave board of supervisors member could table the idea of a quarter or a half percent sales tax surcharge for Shasta County, countywide, and that it would be used only for public safety. That would be cops in Redding, deputies for the county, maybe cops in Anderson, and an additional deputy in Shasta Lake, and money for the jail, and money for perhaps alternatives for the jail.
Can you delineate it so it does that? I thought one of the problems was if there was a tax that they could not put it into a specific pot.
Well, this is the problem. I mean, the devil's in the details here, and this is probably why a tax like that would be...
Because it's been brought up before.
...would face some tough sledding, as people are very cynical about...
As well they should be.
...about government spending money the way we want it to spend it.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to say that if I knew this dollar, every dollar that we got for this tax was going to go into law enforcement, which frankly is what government should do is
police and streets.
Well, it's public protection and infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, your protection in that. But from what I understand before, and people said, oh no, that money would go in the general fund, as you know as well as I do, that it wouldn't be earmarked for that.
Well, the problem is, I think we need to do something or consider doing something because, for example, at the city of Redding, Patrick Jones acknowledged on your show a couple of weeks ago that we have 20 to 25 fewer cops than we need on the street. But the city of Redding, Kurt Starman says, well, sales tax revenue is a little up. The economy seems to be improving. Says that one day, the next day you find out that the city's contribution to CalPERS is going to go up by $2 million next year. $2 million. So all the money that we're going to get through a slightly better economy is going to have to be siphoned off to go off to Sacramento to CalPERS. So what are we going to do about our basic essential services, police, fire, and street maintenance? Well,
that's a good question.
I hate to say we have to raise taxes. That's the last thing I'd like to say, but I don't know if there's an alternative.
We're going to take a break on that. We have the phone lines backed up here. As soon as we get back from these messages, we'll come on. We'll start with Charles and work our way down. Mark Beecham is our guest, and we're talking crime in Redding in Shasta County. We'll be right back.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
You are a responsible gun owner, whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Are you getting what you want for the price you want? Senior discounts, veterans discounts? How about 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties? That's Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Keep yourself warm. Shasta Gas Propane. Good people over there. Our guest, Mark Beecham. And in between, we yell at each other. yes, the last question was, are we on the air? Let's go to our phones. Charles, you have a question for Mark? Or a comment.
Yeah, more of a comment. There seems to be an editorial policy that applies a double standard to criticism of particular council people. For instance, last month there have been numerous articles, letters to the editor, and editorials accusing Cadd and Jones of violating the Brown Act. And Missy MacArthur was quoted in a few of those articles. Yet, if somebody were to try to get published a single article merely asking the question, why does she yet refuse to name the person, the council person she talked to, that's not allowed to be published.
Well, I think that was, she was quoted as saying that she didn't want to divulge that, and I think that was in the story, at least one or two of the stories, and I right. also believe that her comment was incorporated in an editorial as well, so I don't think there's any secret about that. You wouldn't probably know about that if it hadn't been in the paper, right?
The fact that she refused is in the articles, and I know which articles you're talking about, but it then begs the question, well, why? Why is she refusing? I mean, if she's really got an opinion piece that would merely ask, you know, questions about motive, those are not allowed to be published, yet if those questions were to be asked of Cadd or Jones, they're allowed to be published, and it seems like there's a double standard.
I'm not quite sure I see that.
Okay, Charles, something to think about. Anyway, we got another person online. You have any more, Mark, on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot for your question. Terry, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Peachy.
Hey, anyway, I want to make a comment about the idea of adding a tax. Like you said, Carl, we never know where those taxes go, and the devil is not only in the details, but it's impossible to get that tax to guide to one particular thing. I do know there's a lot of people, a lot of ex-police officers. I talked to a sheriff the other day, a highway patrolman the other day, were more than willing to volunteer and to help the police department. Chief Hansen had a program he was talking about just before he left about bringing on nine gentlemen that were retired to help out. And also Chief Paletti has talked about the community service situation. These guys know, more importantly, what not to do than what to do, and how to react to certain situations. And that's a great way to solve it without adding taxes or adding, I mean, the cure-all is not to add taxes to everything. The cure-all is to get community involvement.
Well, that there's a lot of truth to that. One of the problems, though, is we're going to need to do something about jail capacity, because we've got 300 of these AB
109
folks that have descended on us, and another 300 or 400 in the pipeline, and perhaps more after that. And these are all people that, not all of them, but many of them are going to be repeat offenders. And we don't have enough room at the end to hold them, and we're going to need to figure out alternatives to that, whether it's a new facility someplace or shipping them out of the county, all of which is going to cost money. Now, I understand what you're saying about trying to bring retired officers, putting them on the street, or organizing neighborhood watches or things like that. That's all good, and I think we need to think out of the box. But I think we're going to need some more money, too. And
with all due respect, I agree with you. The point is that what I was just talking about was Chief Paletti's idea. And he is our chief law enforcement officer in the city. And also Sheriff Pasenko's idea also is getting more community involvement. I mean, there's no question about that. As far as the jails go, both those gentlemen are working on getting more room. The last I heard, which was a week ago, they're being successful about that.
They're being what?
They're being very successful about maybe finding more room in different areas and different deals with other counties and other cities to move some of these people out.
Right. All of which is expensive.
Yeah. Okay, Terry, we got to run.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot for your call.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Mark Beach, and we were going to talk about a lot of things. When we come back, we've been talking crime. Let's talk about the deficit. You got any thoughts on that? $17 trillion? How long can we do this? Is it time for us to say, okay, it's too late? Are we really off the fiscal cliff and we're just waiting to crash? I always like to throw those questions out to you. It gives you a whole 2 minutes to think about it. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Mark Beecham. That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bond. 8:54 in the morning. Dr. Piyush Dhanuk is going to be on tomorrow. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking medical stuff, but also I'm sure Obamacare will raise its head in this. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership down there on 555 Cypress Avenue. You got your neighbors making great deals on new or previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, their service department is second to none. Head on down there, Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. They have the vehicle that you are going to want to buy. Our guest is Mark Beecham, and before we left, you know, we've been talking crime here in Redding, and the fact that, you know, Mark brought up the fact, is it time for a new tax to get police on the streets? You know, frankly, I think a lot of people, if they looked at it, would say, if I knew that dollar was going to go buy a policeman, if you know what I mean, that indeed, I think people would really take a good look at it. I don't think people trust their government, and this is leads to the next question. Deficit, $17 trillion. And rising, you know, everybody talks about cutting, we need to cut our spending, we need to cut here, but we both know, as you pointed out.
No, it's a Republican and Democrat, addiction to spending. And I lived in Washington, D.C. from the mid-90s until about 2003. And during a good part of that time, Newt Gingrich was speaker, and Newt's a smart guy, he talks a good game, but I always said I'm not going to believe that anybody is serious about cutting the size and scope of government until I see real estate prices in Washington, D.C. Stabilize or go down. And I know the townhouse that I bought there in 1995 and sold in 2003, I bought it for, I think it was $190,000. It recently sold, I'm told, for a little bit over $700,000. Washington, D.C., is the, if you consider all the 12 or the 10 counties around Washington and in Northern Virginia and Southern Maryland, it is the richest area in the country, bar none. And that's a reflection of the size of government. And there's just, the Republicans are unable to cut defense, and the liberal Democrats are unable to cut social programs, and nobody wants to cut entitlements, and we're just heading off here. And the only thing that I see applying the brakes, and it'll come eventually, is when the bondholders, as they did in Greece or Italy or Spain or Portugal, stop buying the paper. And that raises interest rates, and when interest rates rise, that gets politicians' attention. But short of that, and that may not be for a year or two or three or four or five, I don't know. But at some point, the market will apply some discipline, and we may see some change. But it will come.
Will be a hard crash.
It'll be a real painful wake up call, and we'll wonder why we didn't act earlier to soften this.
But that, you know, we went into this 5 years ago. This recession that came in because people are saying, wait a minute, it was all written on paper, built on paper, and crashed, and we didn't do anything about it then. I mean, all this money that was pushed to the banks and all that, you know, part of the omelet money, you know, you don't know where that egg came from, but it's just part of this omelet we're making, to be able to pay it back. So that wasn't even the worst part then. You think, I mean, but I've heard this also in other places too, is that when it gets to that point, when push really comes to shove, it's going to make 5 years ago look like the best time of our lives. Do you believe that?
I think it could. I mean, the Fed is printing unbelievable amounts of money. And, you know, if you believe in classical economic theory, that portends inflation. And inflation, investors want a premium to cover inflation. And that's going to mean higher interest rates, and interest rates on $16 or $17 trillion worth of debt is going to crowd out an awful lot of other spending and require some serious cuts. And the day will come. There will be a fiscal cliff at some day.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jim, we've got like 30 seconds. You got time?
Yeah. The quick thing I want to mention out here is that they're operating under fear to the people, but when they take and give the people all pay raises back there and all this money, and then they want us to tighten our belts and everything, and everybody wants to live under fear that we're going off a cliff. That's a bunch of crap. The government needs to be straightened out back there, and the president himself needs to suck it in.
Okay. I think that's what everybody's saying here. Thanks a lot, Jim. Mark Beecham. Thanks a lot, Mark. We got like about a minute left. Les, you got any final thoughts?
Well, I'm.
Is there any good things?
Yeah. What's good is I wanted to congratulate you and Linda on KCNR and your fourth anniversary?
We had our third. Fourth year and our fifth wedding anniversary. So it's all good.
Yeah, I when you guys started this enterprise back shortly after the recession hit, I thought, oh boy, you're either geniuses or fools, and maybe you're still geniuses or fools. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Congratulations.
Thank you. You said something else the other night. Was that, you know, really frankly, I didn't think you were going to make it. I think you said that, but we don't know yet. I guess we won't know for another few years. But part of the reason we've made it this far is because of Dr. Trudy Pratt and yourself. So, all right, tomorrow, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. Good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiandrasso. In an hour, President Obama will nominate two men to fill a couple of key national security posts. Reporting live from Washington, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
Well, the president continues to shape his second term's national security team. Former Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel will be nominated defense secretary. Homeland Security and Counterterror Advisor John Brennan expected to be tapped for CIA director. Both could prove dicey confirmations. Hagel facing Republican backlash for opposing heavy-handed strategy with Iran and opposing the war in Iraq. Liberal groups have questioned Brennan, a senior official at the CIA during the George W. Bush administration. Sal.
Jared, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's back at work after her recent medical issues. She's meeting today with assistant secretaries and later this week meets with visiting Afghan President Hamid Karzai. A week-long hearing is starting today in Colorado to see whether there's enough evidence to put movie shooting suspect James